Yes, Psalm 93 says, "The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting." Amen. I love that. That's Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2. Well, happy Thursday. Good to see you. Appreciate our fellowship each and every week. It is Thursday, this June 28th, 2018. Yeah, June is just winding down. It's like sand in your hand just falls away. That's where we're at right now. July, believe it or not, starts on Sunday. We are just zipping by. I was just telling somebody, it's amazing. Somewhere along the line in your life, things just kind of pick up and life just moves at a faster pace. I remember being a teenager, just could not wait to turn 18. I mean, it seemed like it took forever. And after a certain age, just seemed like everything is going by so quickly. And the next thing you know, it's already 2018. So, friend, my prayer for you today is that that you will take advantage of every opportunity that the Lord puts in your path. Amen. Yeah. Hey, I hope you are having a great week. And in the Kroll household, we're getting ready for our family vacation next week. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going down to southern Indiana. We go every year to Santa Claus, Indiana. We stay at a nice cabin down there, take advantage of the water park and the theme park that they have there, and just really turn our phones off, not get caught up on the tablets or the laptops, and just enjoy family time with no responsibility. And we do some fishing. We have a nice little campfire. It's really neat, and I'm actually really looking forward to it. I really, really am. Not looking forward to the expenses of the family vacation, but yeah, we'll just move on from there. But looking forward to getting away. And I'll tell you what, lots of great stuff happening this summer. Vacation Bible School, lots of that going on in the area. Our good friends at First Baptist Church of Farmer City having their VBS the week of July 9th. Farmer City First Baptist, located at 221 North Lincoln. For more details on that, just call 309-928-9062. 309-928-9062. Also, the Triumphant Quartet will be in concert at Grace Church in Mahomet on Saturday, July 7th at 6 p.m. Grace Church, located at 800 West Oak Street in Mahomet. And lots of other concerts and VBS events. Just take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events, and there you'll see the entire list. Lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several days, weeks, and months. Well, I thought we can do something a little different today. I've been doing this Throwback Thursday a few times in the last 6 months. Heard a tremendous response on some of the songs we play. Throwback Thursday, playing songs that you don't hear on the radio too often. Songs that you remember listening to back in the 70s, 80s, maybe early 90s. And that's what we're going to do again today. Going down memory lane, blowing off the dust on some of these records in the record vault, playing your favorite Christian songs of yesteryears. It's a Throwback Thursday here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Let's kick it off with Rich Mullins and Creed right here on Listener Supported Great News Radio.
I believe in God the Father, Maker of heaven and maker of earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified and dead and buried. And I believe what makes me what I am. I did not make it. No, it is making me. It is the very truth.
the quick and the dead are the sons of men. And I believe what I believe. It's what makes me what I am. I did not make it. No, it is making me. It is the very truth of God, not the invention of any man.
It is a Throwback Thursday. That's music from Rich Mullins and Creed here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And let's go back down to 1983. Here's Michelle Pilar, and He Rolled Away the Stone.
Somebody saying that there's something wrong. Now the world hears a different sound. I march to the drumbeat of God Almighty, while the others just wander around. I'm a member of the Holy Ghost traveling band. We're moving on up to a better land. I hear the voice of a supernatural singer like only the sweet sound makes a whole world of difference, but the world seems indifferent to you. His melody of love calls you to be great, when marking time is all you thought you could do. So if you've been playing all your days by ear, never knowing what your song was to be, then pull up a chair, let down your hair.
Now, that song's got some energy right there. Going back several years, it's the Imperials and the Trumpet of Jesus. Remember that song? Yeah, it's a throwback Thursday here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Playing your songs, your favorite songs. You remember hearing back in the day. You don't hear on the radio too often. So thanks for tuning in today. And let's go back to 1979. Here's Amy Grant, In My Father's Eyes.
Pray when people look inside my life. good and bad, they'll all be had to see by everyone. And when you're called to stand and tell just what you saw in me, more than anything I know, I want your words to be. She had her father's eyes, her father's eyes, eyes that found the good in things when good was not around, eyes that found the source of help when help would not be found, eyes full of compassion, seeing every pain, knowing what you're going through and feeling it the same, just like my father's eyes, my father's eyes, my father's eyes.
Talk about a beautiful song right there in the classic. It's Amy Grant, In My Father's Eyes, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. It is Joey Kroll. I do appreciate just your time and your attention today. I look forward to our fellowship each and every Thursday. And here at Great News Radio, we are on the air because of just God's goodness, His grace, His mercy. But also because of friends like you. And thank you so much for praying for this radio ministry. Thank you for those who volunteer, but also thank you for those who financially contribute to the efforts here of this radio ministry. And, you know, summertime tends to just kind of cool down in terms of giving. Would you help us fill in the gap here in the summer months? We'd love to hear from you. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if it's easier for you, you can give online 24 hours a day safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side of the page, you should see the button that says Donate. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org, and click on Donate. Well, Fred, I am going to hang up the headphones here today, and I hope you have a chance to go out and represent Him well. Just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.